Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. I thank the Lord for every day that we wake up and we hear His voice as He speaks from the heart. It's that important. Every word that the Lord gives us, all the instructions He provides us with, they are so important to us. And they help us to create, make earth just like heaven. Now, we start the process where we are. As we obey God in our daily routines, a healing process continues. The healing process began when we believed on Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And that love, that same love and devotion that we feel towards God, that's true, we enjoy it. When He gives us information, it adds to it. By the same love and determination that He's given us by His Spirit through His Word, everything of the Holy Spirit is founded in the Word of God. As we live the foundational life and obey and act on the guidance of God, we supersede the world. And I know I make it sound so easy, which it is, but along with the fact that God gives us information, we have mindsets. We already have a belief system in place. Sometimes it's right, sometimes it's wrong. When Jesus addressed the seven churches in Revelation, He pointed out the things that they had first, the things that were in their favor, the things that was in His favor, things that were true. And He also pointed out the things that was going to cause them harm. See, the way we live is almost like a control panel. Through the way we live, we're sowing. And we gotta reap what we sow in greater measure. Now, if you're doing that continually, if you sow love, you're gonna reap love when you need love. If you sow wisdom, you're gonna reap wisdom when you need wisdom. If you sow finances, one day you're gonna need finances and you're gonna reap finances. And we reap the way we sow is identical to the way we reap. If we want God to be on time with what we need to be on time with what He needs. These laws are irreversible, but they're to our benefit. Even the way our children turn out, we can leave hurdles in their path, or we can make their path easy. If they see us living the life of God, if we do it in honor, then they'll honor us. And they'll follow the same pattern. They'll have vision for the things of God. But if we complain against the things of God, then it's going to be harder for them to appreciate the things of God. And so it is with all things. Whatever the Canaanites that were left behind, they became a source of trouble against the will of God and to Israel. The Lord told Joshua that if you don't drive them out, they're going to be like smoke in your eyes and thorns in your sides. And that's exactly what happened. So if you go forward in the Lord and in talking to Him, when He says something, it's so important. He gave you a gift. He gave you something that's going to be a blessing to you. It's going to make the difference. It's going to make a good difference, and you're going to like it. Now, the problem is, our challenge is, we can't always see how God's Word will benefit us. Because the mindset we have is shaped by things that we've already accepted. It's shaped by the world. So the Lord give us information that will totally supersede the world. Just like an airplane, it supersedes the law of gravity. The life of God supersedes the deception of Satan, which is the world system, and everything that go with it. Even people that we look up to, when they're deceived, we'll feel awkward when we do something that they don't agree with. And the enemy knows this, and God knows this. But when we look at the word of God and obey it, we supersede them in a way that will show them the truth. We love people, and sometimes we look up to people that are deceived. But through your obedience, you can supersede the deception and expose the darkness for what it is in real time, and then they'll be able to come out of it. And eventually, if this process goes on long enough and with intensity, the whole world will be just like heaven. Even though they are sin here, people will have to make a choice. We put people in a position where they're exposed. Their darkness is revealed. And sometimes we don't want to make people feel uncomfortable. And we try to hide our light when Jesus said, don't do that. The light is designed to do precisely what it's designed to do. Expose darkness. And people need their darkness exposed so that they can make a better choice and live. With that in place, you can do this. Now, as we go forward into doing the kindness of God and doing all the wonderful things that His words instructs us to do, we're going to see these things unfold. It's going to be good. You're going to love it. It takes courage. It takes bravery. This is not something you can hide and wish for. You have to do this. And that's just the way it is. And so it is with everybody. Everybody has the same challenge. Everybody feels the same. The same challenges you feel and face, they feel and face them too. But the good thing is, it works. It's worth it. The Lord is going to give you information that will definitely supersede the world system and expose it for the lie that it is. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is, it produces salvation. It's honorable. It's a blessing. The same first love that you enjoy, that first love, you feel so full of energy and you love God, you feel His presence, you want to know more. You can't wait to go to church and learn more about Him. That first love faithfulness don't have to dissolve. And sometimes the guidance of God will take you back to it. You'll have a fresh start. And you'll live a fresh life in honor. You'll gain His abilities to do things. It's going to be good. You're going to love it. It's not wrong. It's something to cherish. So, in order to comply with the Holy Spirit, and see, your trust, learning to trust God is the door. You already have the faith of God because you got saved. You believed on Jesus Christ. Everybody that believed on Him has the measure of faith. And Jesus so kindly pointed out that we only need a little bit. And thank God, thanks be to God, we have plenty. And as we operate in faith, we learn more. And the more we learn, see, our faith comes from hearing the Word of God. And every part of the Word of God that we hear and do, that, my friend, increases your faith. So faith is increased by hearing and hearing and hearing the Word of God. Trust is increased by finished faith. When you see that God is faithful, God has rapport with you. You can trust Him with your life, with your destiny, with your future. When He says something and you believe it, then you're on your way. If you have a problem believing it, then, you won't use your faith to carry forward, to carry on. But God loves us, and He never gives up on us. He's going to take us forward and never backwards. He has so much to say, so much to share. And as we obey Him, we're going to see that we're going to enjoy all of these wonderful truths. because every truth of God helps you supersede the world. Every truth of God helps you, yes, you, supersede the world. God says yes, even though Satan says no and the world says no and you shouldn't and don't. You do it anyway, you get God's results and you supersede the world. So as we go forward, after the Lord gives us instruction and we endeavor to supersede the world with the wonderful thoughts God gives us, remember the way we think is already in place. And once God gives us what to do or the wisdom we need to walk in, there's a clue to greater things in the instruction. There's always a clue that there's something greater about this. Now, on our end, we may take it as a challenge. But the fact that we know that we're going to have opposition, and we know that people are not going to always like it, but we do it anyway. We're going forward in faith. We hadn't seen the end result yet. And sometime on our part, the Lord may have you to love your boss. And everybody there they want to be in strife with the boss. They're upset because they don't like the way he do things. Just using this for an example. Something we can relate to. But the kindness of God gives, you know, the Lord may give you something kind to say to him or her. And it's you're not going to be popular for what you're about to do. But this can change everything. Because if your boss receives the correction of the Lord, or the Lord's trying to heal everybody. Remember, he loves you and you're his child and you know it, and you want to do right and you want to honor God in everything that you do. Well, he loves your boss just like he loves you. And God knows that on our end it can look grim. But let's say you go forward in faith and you do what God gave you to do, and your boss receives the word you give, make the change they need to make, and that puts you in another category. And the Lord may give you counsel that will help the boss in the future. And it may end up changing the course of the company. And they may be in a better position to make a wise decision that ends up with everybody getting a raise. See, God looks at everything. When he gives you something to do, everything from the beginning is evaluated. Now, it can't happen unless certain things are in place. And when the Lord involves you to give a word or advice or counsel or just to be a friend, it can make the difference. It can be the necessary element that's lacking. Now, other people, they see that anger. They see the theatrics that the devil is doing. They know how they feel. And everybody had, if you watch everybody's life all day long, 8 hours a day, every day, there are going to be some things done that will rub you the wrong way. It doesn't matter where you were. You can't run from this. You know, we watch TV shows and we see perfect work environment sometimes. Everything that Satan do, and as we obey God, we have to take authority over the works of darkness. And we should be doing that anyway. And sometimes that'll be the wisdom God will give you to do if you don't know to take authority over the enemy. But nevertheless, whatever God give you to do is going to supersede what the devil's doing. And all the theatrics and all the things that the way he makes himself look, all of those things will be superseded as you obey the Lord. Yes, you can do this. It's your heritage. And Jesus is going to help you by the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, another comforter I'll send, and he will guide you into all truth. I love, that's my favorite scripture. St. John 16, verse 13. This means that when he speaks, there's a clue to your victory in his conversation. And if you go back and ask the Lord more about it, then you open the door to learn more things. Now, as you act on the principles of God, the things that he has to say, as you act on those things, you're going to see results. It's not going to happen in a day, a week, a month. It's going to happen. You know, some things can happen quickly, but many times it's part of something else that's got to happen. See, the faith is always current. It's looking at God right now. It's obeying God now. Faith looks to God always and currently. Trust is looking to what God is going to do in the future from a past position. We don't trust God because you can't try. How are you going to trust somebody you don't know? All right, if the same person that you do know tell you to do something and they have rapport with you, you'll trust it because they said it. If you have a very wise boss and they always give good advice towards the company, the factory or whatever it is, and that boss has a track record of keeping the company in the black, where they're making money. Now he has that kind of wisdom. And everybody that does his counsel, he has rapport. Even his bosses trust him. And people look to him because they know that he's good. They know if something happens to him, they're going to be in trouble. Because they trust him. He has a good track record. All right? God has a good track record too. Now, on a national level, we'll trust God. If it's a church, and the church has gone through many challenges. Churches go through things just like people and individuals go through things. But the Lord, the pastor looked to the Lord, and the Lord has always led the church in a way that's victorious. All right? People will trust what the pastor say, and they'll trust that the Lord is guiding the pastor, and they'll trust it and follow the Lord in that arena. But on a personal level, now it's you and God. No mediator, no pastor, just you and God. Now the dynamics have changed. People are going to look to you. And you're going to make decisions based on what God has given you. Now you have a personal challenge. It's another dynamic. You may not even be used to it. But if you can trust the Lord in your situation, you're going to learn who God is personally, not through a mediator. See, the mediator can be the pastor, the staff, and other people at church that's, you know, they're guided by God and everything's working. Now you're on the front line and there's no mediator. And the Holy Spirit gives you something. And now you have the same responsibility to meet the challenge. And as you do it, you're going to find out God can be trusted. And all the while that God has given you things that's going to supersede the world, the devil's afraid of it. And he's going to try to make you feel inferior. He's going to try to make you feel like you can't do it. He's going to try to make you feel like a child. He's going to try to make you feel like an outcast. Now, none of these things have to be true. And sometimes they're not. The only times they are is when the Lord show you something. Now, I felt all kind of ways when the Lord would tell me to do things that I wouldn't normally do. When I had to go and share with pastors about following God. And it was a challenge to them. It was a challenge to me because I knew that it would not be easily accepted. At first, I thought it would. But I found out it wasn't always received. And I had to deal with that. And I didn't know some of the things that happened would happen. The Lord didn't tell me, you know, everything that would happen in detail. But I did what he said it because he said it, and that was enough for me. And I learned that you can trust God. But sometimes the negative feelings that you have are not even true. Sometimes people already look up to you. And when you say something, it already has rapport. They trust your word more than you do. Because you said it, because you have always walked according to God's word. But now the Lord has given you instructions, and you don't have all the certainty you desire. And you're saying this because God said it, and your eyes are open like, what am I doing? Sometimes people don't have the negative feelings that are coming are just purely from Satan. And it's not true, and people don't even feel the way that you feel they feel. But you're on the front line, and nevertheless, you got to deal with this. Now, as you go forward in the Lord, it's going to work, and you're going to have you're going to find the things of God operating wonderfully, even beyond your greatest expectation. We grow from glory to glory, and you're going to see and know with certainty that God did it, and he can be trusted. Now, the Lord is taking you to every time the Lord do this, the wickedness of the world looks smaller. You're going to see yourself as the master and Satan as being under your foot. That's where you're headed. Every time the Lord give you counsel, and every time you supersede the world, and every time it's finished, the world's going to look smaller in your eyes. God is going to look greater in your eyes, and you're going to see yourself. You're going to see yourself able to obey God in your eyes, in your eyes. See, the word of God makes God look true, like he already is. He looks bigger and the world looks smaller. When Satan does his worst and you meet the challenge, he's smaller and God is bigger in your eyes. And even from the front line position. Now, it's easy to do in a church when you're surrounded by all the brothers and sisters, and then God is guiding the pastor and the staff, and it's a blessing. It always works. You can trust God in that arena. Now you're going to be able to trust God on the front line in the heat of the battle where you live. And what's going to happen? Everybody that looks at you, they're going to gain new vision. They're going to see that God can be trusted through you. And then God's going to eventually guide them, and they'll be on the front line. And you'll know how to help them. See, a pioneer, they don't do the finished work. They start something. And then other people come and make it so much better. Just like Henry Ford. He made a good product and found a way to make it where the common man could buy it. And then other people, competition came. And then through competition, the car companies, they tried to outdo each other, and we ended up with a much better product. You know, the earlier model cars, they didn't crush in a wreck, and people died in car wrecks. I know. I grew up in the 60s. I was born in 63. And I remember when somebody had a car wreck, you wondered if they made it. And usually the driver did, because they were holding the steering wheel. And whoever was sitting in the passenger seat was badly injured. And whoever was in the back seat would probably survive. But now, when people have a car wreck, most of the time, everybody walks away. Because cars are designed to crush. And it softens the blow, and people live. And they have airbags. They have better seat belts. You know, I remember when cars had a lap strap. No, nothing across your chest. What I'm saying is, when other people start hearing from the Lord and obeying His wisdom with trust, not just faith, but also with trust, the Lord is going to take them and guide them. And they're going to do greater and greater things. And the generation after that will have much greater vision. And following God will be normal and not just an isolated blessing. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. As we go forward operating in His knowledge and wisdom with trust, living by that first faith, love, we're going to see the handiwork of God. And the world's going to look smaller. We're going to supersede it. And God's going to look bigger. And He's going to look bigger using us to us. In our eyes, we're going to see who we are in Christ. Now, till next time, remember, I love you, God loves you, and Jesus truly is our Lord.